Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do I like the direction that our country is headed in? I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us.
It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, 6:46, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday. Now, three big things.
Three.
New book about Trump White House gaining lots of attention.
Two.
Kansas legislature convenes today in Topeka.
One.
Police investigate double homicide in southwest Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic accident reported near Mays and Kellogg over in West Wichita. Watch for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 54 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 32. Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 56. Wow. Now partly cloudy, 28 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. How about that? Started off last week so cold you didn't even want to get out of your house, and now it's almost like spring here for the next couple of days. Then again, we hear the shoe is going to drop again later in the week. So
yeah, it all averages out.
Crazy.
A nice little roller coaster winter.
Crazy weather. Whew, wow. Danish police say a valuable bottle of vodka that was reported stolen from a Copenhagen bar has been found. Copenhagen police say the bottle, which its owner says is worth $1.3 million, was recovered intact. Police say the investigation is continuing. This bottle's made of 6.6 pounds of gold and an equivalent amount of silver. Has a diamond-encrusted cap fashioned to resemble a vintage car font.
That's a bottle.
Car front. Cafe 33 owner Brian Ingberg says he got a call Friday from a person who reported finding the bottle at a construction site in Copenhagen and who had handed it over to the police. No arrests have been made. That's a pretty expensive bottle. That doesn't even say if it's got any vodka in it. To make it even more valuable, $1.3 million.
Yikes.
After another solid monthly jobs report, technology companies again led the way Friday as stocks rose for the fourth day in a row to start 2018.
Tech companies, yeah.
They're on their longest New Year winning streak in 8 years. The Standard & Poor's 500 index gained 19 points. The Dow climbed nearly 221
Whoa.
Points. And the NASDAQ composite rose over 58 points. Where's the top on the market? I don't know. Haven't found it yet. Ford is offering a diesel engine in its F-150 pickup for the first time. Heavy-duty trucks like the F-250 or F-350 have always had diesel engines. But full-size trucks like the F-150 have not. Ford is hoping to gain some customers from rivals Ram and Nissan.
It'll be like an Amtrak coming down your street.
Both offer diesels in their full-size trucks. The F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in the U.S.
Yes, it is.
And diesel's more expensive than regular gas. It used to always be cheaper.
Ford expects the F-150 to get 30 miles per gallon on the highway with the new 3.0-liter V6 engine, diesel, and a 10-speed transmission.
10-speed.
If you don't know anything about cars or trucks, that doesn't mean anything to you, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, they're looking at 30 miles a gallon on the road.
That's pretty darn good for a truck.
A truck. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is
Guten Morgen.
Is adding his voice to the cacophony here. It's now possible to ask your fridge to book a ride with Uber. Samsung Sunday unveiled its latest home appliances at the CES Technology Show in Las Vegas.
What I've wanted for years, a smart fridge.
Including an upgrade to its two-year-old line of internet-connected refrigerators.
Yeah, now I can listen in on everything else I'm doing in the house.
Yeah, you thought all it was good for was keeping your cheese cold.
People talking to the Family Hub 3.0 refrigerator from their kitchen can ask you to help plan meals, keep track of whether their produce is still fresh, control other home devices, or arrange for a ride.
And isn't it wasn't it a Samsung TV that was listening in on people?
Could be. It recognizes
wasn't it? I think
recognizes
it was.
Different members of a household by the sounds of their voices. I think you ought to get this, Ted.
Yeah, it's a real hassle to open up the fridge and see if the produce is still good or not.
Yeah, I mean,
thank God they've invented something that tells me.
We're devoting a lot of new technology to just making people completely non-existent.
Well, we're heading that direction.
Wow. I could have used something yesterday at the parking lot at Dillon's when my wife left her cane strapped to the cart as we left and drove out to my daughter's house.
Uh-oh.
Her new cane, she's got a cane that she carries around.
Oh, yeah, because of her wheels.
Of her disabilities, and she likes to beat me in with it. Anyway, we had to go about 10-mile round trip back and get it.
Ooh.
You found it?
Yeah, it was. You know, somebody turned it in.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, somebody turned to nice Dillon's people and said, yeah, some old folk lost him. You got to keep track of that cane. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I'll get some sort of a electronic device, say, keep track of cane.
Well, maybe her fridge could put a tracker on it.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, you were at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's going to do with the fridge. Yeah,
okay. It could, maybe the cane could go off and get some new produce to replace that stuff.
Yes. 651 now, Steve and Ted. Protecting that credit score. Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, I'm not a huge fan of credit ratings because of the secretive, subjective, automated manner that the big three credit reporting agencies use to make their judgments on my ability to borrow money. You can tell I'm in one of those rant moods
today. Good editorial there, bud.
And as we've learned recently, they're hackable, like death and taxes, accept the credit score. I'm sorry, it's part of an unavoidable part of life, so we need to protect our scores to avoid credit speed bumps. Credit reports are all about good credit. Duh. Well, that means don't max out your credit cards if you don't intend to pay them off when due. Well, one element of your credit worthiness is the ratio between the amount of credit you have or your credit limit on those cards and how much you owe. If you have a $10,000 credit unit and credit limit and owe $5,000, the ratio is better than if you owe $10,000. Consider saving up for an item and paying it off immediately instead of always putting it on that credit card. Pay your bills on time. Late mortgage, rents, and credit card payments that are reported to the credit agencies will lower your credit score. That means higher interest rates, fewer options for borrowing, and perhaps it could cost you a new job if your employer checks credit reports, which many do. Credit applications can temporarily bring down your credit score. Applying for department store cards for that extra 10% discount or chasing lower interest credit cards will require credit checks. Each one of those can bring your score down a few points. Their reasoning is that if you're looking for credit, it may signal an indication that you're having financial problems. Think twice about applying for credit frequently. Not using credit can also drop your credit rating. I worked with a businessman who never used credit. He owned a successful business outright. He saved, bought his house with cash, and applied for some life insurance, and they turned him down because he had no credit rating. It was interesting that even after presenting investment accounts with multi-million dollar assets, two companies still turned him down. Now, don't forget to regularly check your credit through your system, through the system that allows for free credit reports per year to check to see where you stand. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Yeah, there's some of us scofflaws out there who use the credit card but don't pay interest.
That's smart.
And it's smart, but is it smart?
Well, yeah, but if they see that you're using it and regular playing it, yeah, I bet you your score is probably in the 800s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, in the 800s, so. We're responsible people.
Exactly. You know how to leverage the system. You know how to use the credit cards and get the airline mileage or whatever.
I don't need that. But every time we have you on the air with us, I get a little smarter.
You do? Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something light up there. I saw smoke coming out of your ears.
Seeping in there. Today, Don, this is one you're going to love. Today is Male Watchers Day.
Is that looking at men?
Yes.
It's not like sitting by your mailbox.
Here, ladies, here's a day that you can thoroughly enjoy. On Male Watchers Day, you get the opportunity to go out and watch the guys.
Okay.
After all, they have their fun watching the ladies. Now it's your turn to hoot and holler.
Well, I will not get upset if I get whistled at today or I get slapped in a tush.
Has that ever actually happened to you, Don?
Oh, gosh, everywhere I go.
Don, let me be
curious. Yeah, it's hard fighting them off. Yeah, that's why I have high karate with karate instructions in every box. Do you remember that, high karate?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now and then, I'm out running and somebody will give me, woo-hoo, something like that.
Yeah, that's humor, not
that they're trying
lust.
To be funny. I mean, that's but it's
going,
okay.
Who's that skinny guy?
Ladies, when you see good-looking guys like those of us here on the Steve and Ted Show, you want to hoop and holler a little bit?
We'll go for it, and we will not like start hashtagging Me Too or getting upset or anything. Matter of fact, we'll enjoy
it. We'll just blush.
Matter of fact, slap me on the butt if you want.
We'll just blush and demurely go on.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Don. 6:56.
Thank you.
Now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Sporting News. Warmer weather is ahead. Hey, and we have a double homicide in southwest Wichita. Those stories coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.